At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Welcome to Fantasy Football Weekly, a production of iHeartRadio.
Time now for Fantasy Football Weekly from iHeartRadio, your weekly source for the nation's best fantasy football advice, speculation, and whatever stupid stuff they decide to drop into the show. Now here's your host, Paul Charchian.
It's Fantasy Football Weekly. I am Paul Charchian. Co-host today, Brian Johnson. Hey, man.
What's up, Charch? We're running out of preseason shows, right?
I know.
Or off-season, I should say.
Yeah. We'll be going back to the full two-hour format in early to mid-August. I think it's August 11th, I think, or 12th is our first full two-hour show. And I should mention for our local listeners, and we try very hard not to make this show Minnesota-focused, but for our local listeners, you can see Fantasy Football Weekly live at our training camp event August 12th, Saturday, August 12th, at Treasure Island Casino in the greater Twin Cities area.
Or you could fly in if you're not local.
You could fly in. Yeah, absolutely. We'd be happy to see you.
Do we have FFW travel packages for this?
We should. We should have a VIP package
maybe
as well.
Maybe next year.
So maybe you've wanted to come to Minnesota anyway. You want to see some great fishing, 10,000 lakes, Mall of America, whatever it is that you'd love to do in Minnesota.
If you're going to come to Minnesota, you want to come in
August.
Now's
the time. Yeah. That's right. This is the time, right? If you hang out for another week or so, you can get to the state fair. That's worth it.
We'll be there too.
We will be there as well. But the fantasy football training camp is a huge deal for us. We haven't done it since pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
But before the pandemic, we were drawing 1,000, 1,200 people. It's free. We encourage you to come out August 12th. So that's, I want to get that little bit of news out there. And then this week's show, Brian, lottery ticket running backs.
Yeah, there's a lot.
These are the guys who can single-handedly propel your season. Late round draft picks, guys that in some cases aren't even getting drafted, that have the opportunity to step into a starter's role and go be effective. That's half the battle if you can go get some running back that's going to pan out from the 12th round or the 14th round or the 16th round.
Yeah, no doubt.
These are all lottery ticket running backs.
And a lot of them, even if the starter doesn't go down or get suspended, drive his Lambo 140 miles,
just as a random.
Even that's a wide receiver conversation, not a running, but they still have some value, even with, I think,
some of these guys do.
Because really, the bell cow is extinct, the bell cow running back, sadly.
Yeah.
We're not living in the Priest Holmes or going back further, Emmitt Smith, Barry Sanders days anymore.
I saw a great stat relative to that. In 2010, and for the decade prior to that, they averaged 7 backs that would get 300 carries a year. Now there's 1.5 per year on average.
Now is it
the bell cow's dead?
Is there a draft strategy that you think these running backs are about to mention would fit into?
We call it do the opposite around here.
Definitely not zero running back around these parts.
Definitely not. Okay, so we're going to give you some lottery ticket running backs. And the way we've set this up, because you got to put some parameters on it. These are backs that have a lack of competition to at least be like the immediate backup behind the starter. None of these guys are starters. But I am throwing out deep, complicated backfields like the Eagles with Rashad Penny and DeAndre Swift and Kenneth Gainwell and Boston Scott. They're out because that divides the pie up way too much. I mean, even when Rashad Penny goes down, this thing's still messy, right? So in these cases, these are all guys that are like one step away from getting some real playing time.
Right. The Jets is another example. Something's already happened to Breece Hall.
Right.
Even with Breece Hall, who was put on the pup list for the preseason, by the way, but there's still Izzy Abaniconda, Michael Carter, Bam Knight. So, yeah, it's too muddled. So that we're not talking about these guys.
They're out. And we're also going to give you all guys, and you alluded to this, that for them to get time, it's more than just like the starter needs to blow out his ACL. So, I mean, you know, these are all guys you can make a case for them getting time for different reasons from that anyway. You've got some NFC lottery ticket runners. I've got AFC. No, other way around. You have AFC. I have NFC.
You gave me a little bit of a heart attack.
Yeah,
there.
Sorry about that. Okay. You did prep correctly for this.
Good.
I'm going to let you go first. Give me an AFC lottery ticket runner.
Oh, I think this will... I got two you're going to love, but I won't start with your favorite, but probably your 1B in terms of favorites in the AFC is Damian Harris of the Bills, who right now,
yeah, baby,
going off the board is RB38, pick 117 overall. James Cook is going more than 20 picks earlier than Harris, so he is the presumed starter by the fantasy community. But is he really, like, especially on first and second downs?
Right.
I think it's Harris. I mean, even before... We don't want anything to happen to these starting running backs,
but this
is just right. in the event of. Mm-hmm. But even without something happening to Cook, I think Harris is the guy I would rather have between the two, especially with ADP baked in. So Harris, a guy I've been targeting heavily all offseason in my drafts. And again, he's going to be the guy at the goal line.
Yeah.
Not James Cook. It's going to be Josh Allen before James Cook. But when Harris has been healthy, And he can catch passes. He has three down back potential. And there's Nyheim Hines and Latavius Murray in Buffalo, too. But
They're not really factors
here. So Damian Harris, my number one lottery ticket running back for the
AFC. I think that's a great angle. And Damian Harris has got 10 touchdown upside in him.
Yeah,
James Cook, in that offense. I don't think.
No, yeah. But I'm saying in that offense, Harris for sure. Massive upside if he can stay healthy.
I'm going to start with a player not many people even know the name of, and that's Giants rookie running back Eric Gray as my lottery ticket guy, my first of several in the NFC. Saquon Barkley's threatening hold out, but that's not going to happen. Nobody ever holds out. The last guy who held out was Le'Veon Bell, and he's spent the last 2 years anybody who'll listen is like, oh, biggest mistake of my life. I never should have held out. He said that he was just on a podcast or tweeted about this just a couple days ago. How he never should have. These guys aren't going to hold out.
He regrets it.
Let's talk about fifth-round rookie Eric Gray. And I'm not interested in Matt Breida. I think we've seen everything Matt Breida brings to the table, and it's just not enough. So there's an opportunity for Gray here. What I don't like is he's slow, below average speed and power. But he is extremely balanced. He's very agile. He's super shifty. He's got darting quickness, steady pass-catching skills. He's basically a poor man's Barkley, which is why the Giants drafted him. Schematically, he fits into just what Brian Daboll wants to do with Saquon Barkley. So for when Saquon Barkley's off the field or in the event of injury, or if he does actually, if he's dumped crazy enough to hold out, then Eric Gray's the guy I want, not Matt Breida.
I agree, and you're doing our listeners a favor, because right now the narrative is go get Breida if you're worried about Barkley, and he's not the guy.
No, we've seen a lot of Matt Breida. He ain't the guy.
Not the guy.
We know that. So I think they'll give a shot at Eric Gray. All right, who's your next AFC lottery ticket running back?
Well, this is really your guy, but I like him too. I don't adore him as much as you, but he's up there. It's Tank Bigsby of the Jaguars,
baby.
Running back 45 right now. In terms of ADP, 140 overall. Travis Etienne currently RB14. So we're talking about a 30 spots in terms of running backs when it comes to between Etienne and Bigsby. Recently, this is what the Jaguars running back coach had to say on Tank Bigsby, who, remember, Travis Etienne was drafted by the old regime, the Urban Meyer regime. So,
yeah.
This regime loves Tank. Running backs coach for the Jaguars recently said, Tank is the type of back we wanted to bring to the table, and he fit everything that we were looking for. He popped off the screen, and again, they love him. I wanted to leave some time for you to gush over Tank maybe a little bit more, but he's got three down potential. You know, he's a three down back. He might just outright take this job from Travis Etienne.
I agree. I think that's the case, too. In fact, probably my boldest take of the entire offseason so far, I think Tank Bigsby scores more fantasy points than Travis Etienne will.
It's possible.
We know Etienne doesn't catch as much as we want, as people want. It was, as listeners know, because I threw out this stat maybe a month ago, Travis Etienne averages 2 catches for 18 yards through the air. That's it. So he doesn't catch. He's not a goal line guy. They were forced into trying him at the goal line last year. Didn't work. Tank Bigsby's going to get the goal line carries. I think you're looking at a lot of games with Travis Etienne of like 12 carries for 40 yards, scoreless. And that's going to really make things tough. And I think Bigsby's going to do more with his opportunities. So might be a better pass catcher. Yeah, totally on board.
140 overall again. I think we see that ADP creep up closer to the top 100 towards the end of the summer for Bigsby.
My next guy, my next lottery ticket from the NFC, Minnesota Viking running back Ty Chandler. Alexander Mattison is just a guy. He's a Jag, as they say in the business.
I call him Alexander Mattison.
Yeah, there's something to that. We've seen a lot of him. You know, here in Minnesota, I've seen every one of his carries. He's not a bad running back. He's also not a great running back. He also has limited pass-catching skills. Ty Chandler brings to the table explosive upside. We saw it in college. We saw it last year in the preseason. And he's a better receiver. I think this preseason is still way more of an open battle for playing time and even the starter's role than people realize. Furthermore, I don't think Alexander Mattison's going to hold the number one spot all season long. I think sooner or later, just his lack of explosiveness and upside is going to cost him a starting job for some period of time. Ty Chandler's going to have an opportunity to step in and take those spots. So, Ty Chandler. And by the way, I think he's the guy you want, not Dwayne McBride, the seventh round pick. You want Ty Chandler from last year because really did pop in the offseason. Actually, I had a chance to ask Kevin O'Connell about Ty Chandler roughly April. Loves him. Loves him. Now, the coaches always say they love their guys, but you can kind of tell when they're really going to bat for a guy.
Had a little glimmer in his eye that no one could see except you.
Except me. That's right.
Because you were on the radio.
I was looking deeply into Kevin O'Connell's eyes.
Oh, he's got dreamy eyes.
Oh, very much so. Well, we've all seen it on Netflix Quarterback.
That's right. Not in person, I'm sure it's a whole other story.
Yeah, it's even better in person.
Quarterback, real quick. What'd you think?
Well, I think it's pretty good, but I'm a Kirk Cousins apologist, and I think it's so healthy for Viking fans to see the pounding he took last year.
He got
they have
his
no
ass
appreciation for that guy dragging himself off of the field after these monster hits and doing everything he has to do to get right for the next Sunday. They just take for granted, Viking fans just take for granted that Kirk Cousins is going to be there. They don't know what he was going through to get right after being the most hit quarterback last year, the third most hit quarterback the year before that, and the most hit quarterback the year before that.
Yeah, he's going to be sore in his 40s and the rest of his life.
Could be.
He's a good singer, though. I didn't realize what a good singer Kirk was.
Nobody knew. A lot of gospel hymns, right? Things like that. Okay, let's go to one more lottery ticket running back, and then we'll sneak in a quick break.
All right, sounds good. Well, I'll make this one quick. Jaylen Warren of the Steelers, who I like a lot as a lotto ticket back out of the AFC, running back 44 right now off the board in most drafts. Najee Harris, currently RB13, the presumed starter. He will start, but if something were to happen to Harris, and something sort of did happen to Harris last year, had the Liz Frank injury, Warren came in. Wasn't starting, but he was essentially splitting time with Harris. But then Warren hurt his foot, too. So they were both dinged up behind a really bad offensive line. But the Steelers were top 12 in rushing play percentage last year. They revamped that O-line this offseason. So Jaylen Warren, I'm bullish on this Steelers offense just at cost. I'm not saying it's going to be the most explosive offense in the NFL, but I think Kenny Pickett takes a step forward in year two. And if something were to happen to Harris, I think Warren could step in and essentially fill his shoes, and you're getting him at a much, much cheaper price than you are for Najee Harris. So Warren, another guy that I've been actively targeting in my do the opposite drafts.
When we come back, more lottery ticket running back suggestions for your drafts on Fantasy Football Weekly.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Welcome back, Fantasy Football Weekly. Paul Charchi and Brian Johnson with you. GuillotineLeagues.com, up and running. Everything that you love about fantasy football, you'll love even more in a Guillotine League, where at the end of every week, the low-scoring team gets chopped, all their players go to the waiver wire, where the rest of us get to bid on a whole roster's worth of players. You will be building the most insane roster you've ever seen. If you manage to avoid the chopping block, get to pass, I don't know, like, Halloween, halfway through the season, your roster is going to be like nothing you've ever seen before. Powered superstar roster. So much fun. All you have to do is not finish last in any given week. Win your Guillotine League, guillotineleagues.com. My cheat sheet's available for free, by the way, right there.
And your premium one is worth every penny. And it's not many pennies.
No, it's nine, well, I guess 999 pennies. I think it's $9.95 or something. Something like that.
It's a good all usage of pennies.
Yeah, all kinds of deep data.
And not just for Guillotine Leagues, all leagues, but yeah, Guillotine Leagues are the coolest.
They are the best. Let's get back to the lottery ticket running backs.
All right. You want me to go? I feel like I got a few more guys.
Yeah, I think you do have a couple more than I do. Go for the next lottery ticket.
The AFC is loaded with lotto running backs. My next guy up is someone who I've been kind of preaching or tweeting about, praising since once the draft ended, because the Cleveland Browns did not add any running backs in the draft. They let Kareem Hunt walk.
Yep.
So I've been loving Jerome Ford. I've watched his ADP go from free to now it's 165, where he's RB50.
People are starting to warm up to Ford.
Because he's basically the only guy behind Nick Chubb. We're not worried about Demetric Felton Jr. or John Kelly Jr. And Nick Chubb, now with Saquon Barkley, kind of, you know, we're worried about him. He's moved into up to RB4. He's pushing late first round, draft capital status. So if something would happen to him, Jerome Ford is not Nick Chubb, but he really popped
at
Cincinnati. He was a rookie last year. Mm-hmm. Was an awful landing spot for him last year.
Yeah, he got
with the
virtually
Browns.
No playing time and maybe not even any carries because he was doing
like
special
a few.
Teams.
He had like very minimal. Yeah, he was behind Chubb, of course, Hunt. Yep.
And Dearness Johnson,
who's in Jacksonville, but we're not worried about him if we're going back to Tank Bigsby talk. But Jerome Ford, he will see the field, too, even with Nick Chubb healthy. Nick Chubb's not going to get 100% of the carries. I think Ford will still see 8 carries per game, 12-ish touches he can catch, too. Browns top 8 in rushing play percentage last year. They love to run the ball, usually have a great O-line. So Jerome Ford, even though I was getting him for free a few months ago, I'm still paying the 40 rounds that he's gone up, or 40 picks that he's improved upon. I still think he's worth taking a shot on there for if something were, unfortunately, to happen to Nick Chubb.
Here's a player whose ADP is often so low it's not even listed on ADP reports, yet he is sitting in a primo spot to get playing time. I'm talking about Buccaneers rookie running back Sean Tucker. Now, he is going into the draft. He was widely graded as roughly a round 5 kind of guy, which is fine. He went undrafted, and had he played in the SEC or the Big Ten instead of the ACC, I'm guessing that he probably would have been like a round 3 or 4 projection.
And he went undrafted because he didn't test at the combine or have a pro day. He had an injury.
Issues, yeah, he had an injury. Yeah.
He should be good to go. And he was the first undrafted free agent running back
signed.
Like it was
right
like,
off the bat.
Like that. Yeah.
Yep. Now he's got. You're not watching a lot of breaking down a lot of Syracuse tape. I know, but dang, does he pop off the tape? Wow. He's got remarkable vision burst. He's got explosiveness, one cut runner. He's really shifty. He can move laterally. And Sean Tucker's a good receiver. He had 36 catches last year. There's a real opportunity for Sean Tucker with the Buccaneers. He's got a handful of special traits that you're looking for that goes, okay, maybe he's, you know, Sean Tucker's not like, you know, he's not the second coming of Adrian Peterson, but he's got a couple of things that he does really well that should work at the NFL level. Chase Edmonds is in that backfield. He's not a factor.
Oh, I hate Chase Edmonds.
Rashad White is the starter. He's topped the most carries he's ever had in a season, including college at Arizona State, 148 carries. That's it.
Yeah, he's not the guy. People are presuming he's just going to be a bell cow because he's the only one anyone's ever really heard of in the Bucs backfield.
I think White's going to be in a rotation.
I do too.
And I think Sean Tucker is the best candidate to be the other part of that rotation. Sean Tucker, effectively free, ADP so low, it's off the list. So yeah, let's go try a little Sean Tucker, Buccaneers running back.
I took him in either the 21st or 22nd round of the Scott Fish Bowl. And most drafts don't go 21, 22 rounds.
That's right.
He was still there.
Yes.
In a point per carry league too. So yeah, he's free, but he shouldn't be. So if you don't know Sean Tucker, you do now.
Let's go to the next AFC lottery ticket running back.
Well, we'll still call him a lottery ticket. It's Zamir White of the Raiders. Mm-hmm. Now, Josh Jacobs could seriously hold out. We said Barkley probably won't. But
I don't think anybody's going to hold out.
The Giants actually offered Barkley a contract extension. Mm-hmm. Supposedly, the Raiders didn't even bother.
Do that.
They're like, we're the Raiders. Like, you don't want to lose with us, we'll lose without you. We're in the AFC West. We're not going to the playoffs. We're not winning the Super Bowl. Right.
We can lose with or without you.
And we got Zamir White, who everyone, if you recall, Josh Jacobs didn't start the Hall of Fame game, the first preseason game last year. And everyone's like, oh, Josh Jacobs is dust. Like, they're not even playing him in the... And we all know how that turned out. Josh Jacobs was a top five running back. But Zamir White looked good in that game. He didn't play a ton last year because they ran Jacobs into the ground, assuming they let him walk, but they tagged him again, but he's holding out or could hold out. But anyway, right now Zamir White, he was free, just like Sean Tucker. He's at RB62, but people are starting to realize that he could be the guy if Jacobs holds out, or he will be the guy if Jacobs holds out. The other backs on roster right now are Amir Abdullah and Brandon Bolden. We're not worried about
factors.
Them. But even if, hopefully they figure something out with Josh Jacobs, but if something were to happen to Josh Jacobs, I don't think they're going to be signing him long-term. I'm not going to speculate there, but they're going to give Zamir White more touches this season. And again, if he gets the starting gig, whether it's through holdout or injury, it's jackpot time right now. But that ADP is going to go up day by day.
The next rookie, well, it's not all rookies. Well, it's a lot of rookies. Lottery pick, running backs. For me, it's Rams rookie Zach Evans. ADP right now is 220. Yeah, so
another freebie.
Also effectively free.
Yep.
Lots of questions around Cam Akers right now. You know, sure, he looked good in December, but he was awful in September, October, November when he was doing nothing with the Rams. He got excommunicated from his own team for a couple of weeks last year. Remember that? Where they were like, no, we don't need you in camp. We don't need you at practice. You just stay home. No running back in the history of the NFL has put together a particularly good career after the Achilles injury. The all-time high water mark for running backs coming back from Achilles is Donta Foreman. And that ain't saying much. So let's go back to Zach Evans. He was expected to be drafted in the third round, but he slid to Los Angeles in the sixth round. And man, did they get a gem. He averaged almost 7 yards per carry and 11 yards per catch over his three-year career at TCU and then last year at Ole Miss. Zach Evans is a good breakaway back. He's explosive. He's got fantastic footwork. He can give defenders the slip. He's got acceleration. He can win at the corner. He's got great angles. He can weave through defense. Zach Evans is a good player. And he could flat out just beat out Cam Akers. It's not impossible. He's the week one starter. Now, again, Cam Akers looked good in December, and I'm not taking that away from him. But I think this thing's way, way shakier. And Cam Akers is way, way shakier than people realize. Zach Evans, potential lottery ticket.
Love it.
Let's go to your next guy.
Another rookie, Tyjae Spears of the Titans.
I knew you were going to go here.
I feel like we've talked about a lot on this show, but deservedly so. Right now going off the board is running back 53. Derrick Henry, the obvious starter, running back 8. So another massive delta there. The Titans were top 6 in rushing play percentage last year. And Derrick Henry, he's getting up there in age and usage. Yeah, 29 years old. And Spears has had some knee issues in the past, but as of right now, we're only talking about 2023. That's what year it is, right? We're not talking dynasty, long-term outlook. His knees are intact, so he's healthy. So I'm excited to see what he can do this year. He's gonna spell Henry at times for sure, especially on third down. But if something were to happen to Henry or Henry falls off the cliff, Spears is an enticing option. Last year at Tulane, where he went to college, of course, he finished 5th in rushing yards and yards per carry in the country among all FBS schools. Per Dane Brugler of the Athletic, a well-renowned scout, college scout.
Yeah, his work in The Beast is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Staggering.
It's like a Bible. It's basically like the thickness of a Bible all about rookies. He says Spears, a slippery runner with dynamic start-stop cutting skills, patient vision, and darting acceleration, which are highlighted on counter and outside zone plays. There's more very nice things he says about him. I'll stop now. But yeah, Tyjae Spears, another guy I'm targeting heavily.
Yeah, there were a lot of people that got very wowed by Spears at Senior Bowl. I think it was Senior Bowl. Throughout the offseason, at the Combine, at the Pro Day, Spears looked remarkable.
Yeah, I think he only slid in the draft because of the knee issues. But there's no problem right now. That was just all long-term outlook was the reason for his slide.
All right, my final lottery pick running back, Brian. And by the way, before I get to my final guy, if you are interested in a guillotine league, be sure to be listening to the Chop podcast. It's the world's only guillotine league podcast. Be sure to check that out. Maybe even subscribe to Chop, the guillotine league podcast.
Good idea.
And this is my least favorite out of all of my lottery ticket guys, because I don't think he's that good. Dallas's backup, Malik Davis. His ADP right now is 210. Your new offensive coordinator in Dallas is Brian Schottenheimer. And we don't know how for sure he's going to shake things up compared to what Kellen Moore was doing while he was offensive coordinator.
Hopefully he doesn't score too fast or too much.
Yeah, like wasn't Kellen that part Moore. Of the reason? We got to let him go. Too many points. We don't want points around here in Dallas. Schottenheimer's going to change things up. But if we do go back to when he was offensive coordinator last, he was 3 years, he was offensive coordinator for Seattle. In 2 of those 3 years, Chris Carson posted 250 touch seasons, which would still leave like 150 touches on the table for somebody else. Malik Davis is next man up. I didn't think he looked special last year at all, really, but fantasy football is about opportunity. Tony Pollard's never proven himself to be a workhorse. We don't know that they're going to make him a workhorse. He might just be sitting at like 200 touches. Maybe that's it. So there could be some extra work to go along. Again, I don't think Malik Davis is a special guy. And Deuce Vaughn, to me, by the way, not even a factor here. No. He's 5'5".
Yeah, he's Darren Sproles.
He's not going to factor in.
He'll catch passes, but that's about it.
Correct. He could only hope to be Darren Sproles. Darren Sproles is a borderline Hall of Fame guy.
Right. Yeah, I didn't want to make the apples-to-apples comparison in terms of talent, but size, right. Size and role. Yeah.
There you go. So Malik Davis, somebody you could throw a dart at the end of your draft. Again, I think I'd go with all the other players, both Brian and I have mentioned before Malik Davis, but the opportunity could be there.
I got a couple more. I'll run through them real quick. Another one of your guys, Gus Edwards of the Ravens.
Absolutely.
Running back 58 right now, going a little too late. J.K. Dobbins will be the starter this year. But if something were to happen to Dobbins, Edwards would be thrust into the starting role in expected electric offense. Now, Baltimore has been historically run heavy. Last year, they had the second highest rushing play percentage. That is likely to change with Todd, don't call me Art Monken, as the new offensive coordinator. But Edwards, like Dobbins, 2 years removed now from major knee injury. Yep. So he will see the field as well. Dobbins is going to get all the work.
For
so
sure.
Their standalone value as of right now, but if something were to happen to Dobbins, Edwards presumably would see the lion's share of touches out of the Baltimore backfield. And lastly, this is, I guess, low-hanging fruit, but not low-hanging fruit that I really want to eat. It's Devin Singletary.
Yeah.
Of the Texans now,
yep.
former Bill, RB49. The delta is just not big enough between he and Damian Pierce. And by the way, some people think Singletary is going to push Damian Pierce to be the starter.
Ha!
We are not those people.
No.
We are not those people.
There's a word for those people. Wrong.
Yeah. So I'm not thrilled about Singletary just because he's really one of the more expensive guys we're talking about, and he's arguably the least exciting talent that we've talked about on this episode. So, but again, if something were to happen to Pierce, Singletary would be the guy, but the Texans offense really not that enticing right now. We'll see, but they're not expected to put up a ton of points. Love Pierce, but
I love Pierce.
Singletary, not so much, even if something were to happen to Pierce.
I've seen some tweets by the fantasy community, other experts that have said, you know, why am I buying Damian Pierce? He finishes RB24 last year. How is he going to get any better? The way Damian Pierce is going to get better this year, planting my flag right now, is as a pass catcher. He was a good pass receiver in college. The last coaching staff was totally inept. This coaching staff is going to unlock his receiving abilities. Another year in the pros, he's going to be better at pass protection. He'll be on the field more third downs. Damian Pierce is going to PPR his way into a top 10, top 12 season. And right now he's going off the board like RB 17, 18, something like that.
Yep.
I think he's got top 10 upside in him. I love Damian Pierce, as you know. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Hopefully we don't have to redo the show, because still Dalvin Cook, Kareem Hunt, Ezekiel Elliott.
I meant to say that. I had that as a note for the very beginning, but we'll put it at the end.
Who knows?
Maybe as we're recording, Cook, Elliott, Hunt, Fournette, all free agents. They could muck up the works, of course.
They could. Hopefully they won't. Yeah, I feel like they're gonna go to the more muddled teams though that we sort of talked about earlier on. The Jets are a candidate. The Patriots are one. I was gonna mention Pierre Strong, but there's steam that
Pierre Strong's not any good.
Yeah, who knows?
And by the way, Ramondre Stevenson. Yep. Oh, I love him.
Yeah.
Again.
And we don't want to put any bad juju.
Yeah, do not put Dalvin. Leo Fournette can go there all he wants. Fournette's cooked. Cook. I don't want to see Dalvin Cook go there.
Yeah, Miami. You can go to Miami.
You can go to Miami. Absolutely.
Another muddled mess that we didn't discuss.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back with more Fantasy Football Weekly next week.
Fantasy Football Weekly is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.